VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is seeking to reassure allies after arriving in Japan for the Group of 20 Leaders Summit. During his first meeting, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked about a perception that an America-alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional allies in the Asia-Pacific region. He replied, the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but then added that sometimes allies have taken advantage of the U.S.
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies, and we even help our allies militarily.
G20 host Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, is hoping for reassuring words to be uttered publicly by Trump when they meet Friday morning in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance. Acting Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked NATO allies to help the U.S. mount a broad effort against Iran, but he came up empty for now. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libya's UN-backed government